It's tax day, and we have some tips about what to change if this year's refund fell short.
If you got a bad surprise this year, you need to do something about it now for next year, which is to talk to your employer and change your withholding.
Plus, Washington is waiting for the Mueller report, and grounding of the 737 MAX aircraft could impact summer travel. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Before we get to our main story on taxes, here are some other top stories we're following. Attorney General William Barr is expected to release a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report this week. Wall Street Journal reporter Sadie Gurman has more on what we're expecting.
The Attorney General has said that he will be redacting the report, which is about 400 pages, and color-coding the redactions to correspond with the reasons for making those edits. So what we could see is something that's quite large and possibly heavily redacted and possibly very colorful, with notes and explanations for why the redactions are being made.
Grand jury material and details related to ongoing investigations will be among the parts of the report that will be redacted, which is likely to intensify the battle for the full report.
Democrats are sure to suggest immediately that Barr has redacted too much and that he's protecting the president. These will be their criticisms, but basically we can expect this to be just another front in a long fight for the entirety of the report, and it's unclear if members of Congress will ever see it.
Barr's summary of the report said Mueller concluded that the president and his campaign did not conspire with Russia to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. Barr also determined that the evidence was insufficient to establish that the president had obstructed justice. American Airlines and Southwest Airlines have extended cancellations of Boeing's MAX flights until August, cutting an average of 275 flights a day. The cancellations come after 737 MAX aircraft were grounded worldwide in the wake of two fatal crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. Boeing has proposed a software fix for the aircraft, which would require regulatory approval, but some airlines are anticipating that the planes could be out of service for most of the summer. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says U.S. and Chinese officials have two calls scheduled this week to narrow a set of issues as trade talks near their final round. Last week, he said the two sides were working on an agreement that would address currency manipulation in China. Mnuchin gave an update at the end of the IMF and World Bank meetings in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. Tiger Woods won the Masters Sunday, his 15th major championship and his first win since the 2008 U.S. Open. The victory marks a major comeback from injuries and personal setbacks, including a sex scandal and a DUI arrest. At one point, Woods' world ranking had fallen below 1,000, but the 43-year-old returned to the top of the golf game on Sunday in Augusta, Georgia. If your tax refund fell short this year, you'll probably want to take a look at your withholding. The Wall Street Journal's Charlie Turner has more.
It's April 15th, the deadline for most Americans to file their 2018 taxes. It wraps up the first filing season after the largest tax overhaul in decades. Two-thirds of American households got a tax cut because of the overhaul. But it didn't feel like a tax cut for many, since a lot of refunds fell short of what filers expected, or there was a surprise bill. The reason can be summed up in one word: withholdings. Here to explain this is Wall Street Journal special writer Laura Saunders. Laura, people who got tax cuts were disappointed because they didn't realize that the new tax law lowered withholding from their paychecks. Isn't that right?
Well, in some cases. I mean, there were lots of variations across the board. But the thing that was surprising was that people who got large cuts, there was a withholding change that was mandated by the Treasury Department. And so people got a lot of those cuts in their paychecks through the year, so that even though they got a tax cut, because two-thirds of filers are getting tax cuts, even though they got a tax cut, it turns out that they're surprised by their lower refunds or even a tax bill this year.
And isn't it true that a lot fewer filers are getting refunds this year than last?
Well, we think it's about 3 million filers, and there are 150 million or 154 million overall, and that's not a huge percentage, but it also doesn't measure how many people just got lower refunds or slightly higher bills. It's the surprise element is the thing to focus on, I think, here. And that leads us to withholding, because the surprise, if you got a bad surprise this year, you need to do something about it now for next year, which is to talk to your employer and change your withholding. That's your paycheck withholding. Remember your surprise this year, but also next year it's going to be worse. You could have a rerun, because the withholding changes were only in effect for 10 months this year, and next year they're going to be in effect for the whole year. So that if you got a bad surprise this year, you could get a worse surprise next year. So look at that withholding.
So in your article, Once More with Feeling, Fix Your Withholding, which is at WSJ.com, you list some tips on how tax filers can avoid withholding pitfalls the next time around. And you say, first, a filer should know his or her options.
Yes. You know, dealing with withholding can be almost as hard as doing a tax return in some cases. And there are ways to get around this. One is that you just look at how much you want next year compared with this year, and you divide it by the number of pay periods left in the year, and you take it to your employer. It's really that simple. You just say, take an extra $50 out or an extra $100 out or so, $20 out per paycheck, and you really can do that. Now, there are other ways to do it. You can use an IRS calculator that's quite accurate, but you'll need some paperwork like your pay stubs and tax returns. Or you can try to fill out a W-4, but that's a little confusing because we don't have a revised W-4 form yet.
Don't a lot of Americans neglect to make good use of their paycheck withholding?
Well, I think they do. And this is an important, really important point, is that say you have two kinds of income or three kinds of income. Say you have your W-4, but you've got some gig income from outside or investment income or a windfall or something like that. You can run the extra withholding through your paycheck. Now, let me say why this is important. Say you did a gig in the first quarter in addition to your job, and you got paid for it quite a bit, you know. And if you don't pay enough in withholding, you get penalties. You got paid quite a bit. And the taxes on that would be due by April 15th. That's the first quarter for the IRS. But if you wait until November and get that amount taken out of your paycheck, instead of filing these quarterly taxes, you won't get a penalty. And so it's good to run all of your taxes that you have to pay in through your paycheck and W-4 withholding.
And where it's applicable for Americans, they should also do things like pay attention to pensions and beware of bonuses?
Yes, that's something that people were not aware of, because when they changed the withholding on paychecks, they changed it on pensions as well. So I've had letters from retirees saying that they were sort of unhappy because they found out they had bigger bills this year because they didn't notice that their pension check was larger through the year. That's one thing. The other thing, that bonuses, the withholding rate went from 25% to 22%. And so, therefore, you're having less taken out. Now, if you go to your employer and say, take more out, your employer will do it. But that's another reason that could have fed into bad surprises this year.
Wall Street Journal special writer Laura Saunders. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
Now on to some more headlines from the Wall Street Journal. Speaking of taxes, the House Ways and Means Committee has set a new final deadline for the IRS to release President Trump's tax returns after the administration missed an April 10th deadline. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, who's reviewing the request, called the new deadline arbitrary. Mnuchin says he's working with the Justice Department to determine whether there's a legitimate legislative purpose to the request. He hasn't said whether the administration will release the 6 years of the president's tax returns that Democrats have requested. Former Federal Reserve officials and foreign central bankers say they're concerned about President Trump's criticism of the Fed. The president took to Twitter on Sunday to criticize the Fed, saying the stock market and economic growth would be stronger if the central bank, quote, had done its job properly. Officials expressed their concerns to the Wall Street Journal as global finance leaders gathered in Washington over the weekend. Cities and states are considering bans on fur as demand is rising. Euromonitor International found that U.S. production of fur for apparel and accessories reached its highest level in 17 years, and annual fur sales in the U.S. amounted to $531 million last year. But some brands, including Michael Kors, Ralph Lauren, and Gucci, have stopped using furs. and California and New York are considering bans. The city of Los Angeles and San Francisco have already banned fur sales. And that's what's news for this morning. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.